Okay, let's get started. Baba Basra Daf Ches. We are on Zion Amabez. We are about halfway down through the wide lines. Last word on the line, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. So we are talking about communal responsibilities and responsibilities being a part of a chatzer, part of a city. And we are up to Rabbi Yehuda's statement, where Yehuda says, Yehuda Nasiya, Rama Deshura Adrabanan. He made the rabbis of the city also pay for the shura, for the wall of the city. He made them part and partners. Rashi, he till Yitzias Chomas Ha'ir Alachachamim Kamal Sharbanei Adam. Right, he made them pay. Amar Ish Lakish, Ezra Ish Lakish, Rabbanan Lo Tzrichi Nitirusa. The Rabbanan do not require Shmira. They don't have to participate in the wall because there are other ways that they are protected. We'll see this in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodeh and Reish Bem Gimel in a few minutes. But it says the Reish Lakish, Tichsiv, it's interesting that Reish Lakish here is talking with his background. He's the one that says that the Talmidei Chachamim don't have to take part. Tichsiv, Esperem, Mechol, Yirbayun. If I count them, Mechol, Yirbayun. From sand, they are more. They're even more numerous than sand. So what does that mean? Esperem Lamad, who are we talking about counting? Eilema litzadikim. Are we talking about the tzadikim themselves, the nefishi mechala, that they will be more numerous than sand? That's impossible. Why? Hashta kulu Yisrael, ksiv behu, kichol asher al svas hayam. If all the Jewish people will be like sand, doesn't mean more than sand, but like sand, right? So then, tzadikim asman mechol yirbiyun. Right? If the entire Jewish people will be equal, so it can't be the tzadikim, which are only part of the nation, will be more. So ela hachika amar, rather, this is must be what it means. Hachikar esprem lema'aseim shal tzadikim mechol yirbun. Right? The actions of the tzadikim will be even more numerous than sand. Right? Every tzadik does many different, many mitzvahs. The kavachomer, and then it's a kavachomer if there are so many mitzvos that are created by the tzadikim. As we know, the Mishnah tells us the Pirkei Avos, everyone is a sanegar. So says the Gemara, machol she mu'at megin al hayam, if chol sand, which is even less than the mitzvahs, and that the sand protects from the yam. We know there are midrashim that talk about the ocean wants to flood the land, right? 70% of the earth is ocean, so it keeps from wanting to flood us, and the sand, the soft sand, but the infinite number of particles of sand that protects the land, that doesn't let the sea overtake the land. So surely the actions of the tzaddikim, which are even more meruba than sand, should be megan, and therefore, says Reish Lakish, I don't think that they have to partake in the security measures of the city. Right, so that is Reish Lakish. Again, we'll get to that Lamaisa in a couple of minutes. Kiyasa l'kavi d'Rabbi Yochanan, when he came in front of Rabbi Yochanan, his rabbi, his brother-in-law, Amarle, he says to him, my time, alotema lebeha, why did you use the following pasuk? It's even more mefurish. You don't have to go to the sand and the water. It's a little bit more mefurish. Meha, ani choma v'shaddai k'migdalos. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim. I am like a wall, and Shaddai, my breasts are like migdalos, like towers. What does that mean? Ani choma zutora. That's referring to a Torah is like a wall around me. V'shaddai k'migdalos, elu tamidei chachamim. So that's, you see, the context is protection, walls and towers, and that's what we darshan. It's talking about directly. It's talking about tamidei chachamim. So you see that they don't need the choma. They don't need the wall. We'll get back to that in a minute. But Reish Lakish, why did Reish Lakish learn it from that pasuk in Shir HaShirim? Because he understands that pasuk being referring to what Rava says. Ani choma zu knesses Yisrael, v'shaddai k'migdalos, elu batei knesios ubatei midrashos. That's referring differently, not specifically to the security functions of the city, tamei chachamim in the walls, but something else. That's why he had to use the earlier pasuk from Tehillim to teach me this idea. Rabbi Gershom here notes, why is it? Okay, we have it done. Rabbi Gershom, we have Baruch Hashem on the daf right here in Masechet Baba Basra. He says, why is the Shaddai Kemigdalo, so the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, why is that compared to Talmidei Chachamim? Said, like Migdalos, okay, so we know that sounds like a shul. Right, a migdal, a tower. But what does that have to do with Talmidei Chachamim? Says Rabbi Gershom, v'shaddai k'migdalos, shelomdin ze mizeh ketinok sheyonek mishadei imo. It's like the Rabbanan and anyone who thirsty for Torah learn from each other, like a baby nurses, and the baby can't ever get enough from the milk, and always it's delicious, right? That's Tamid Chachamim. That's hopefully all of us, that we have such an attitude when we learn, right? That's exactly what it says in Pirkei Avos in the first parak. It doesn't just say that we have to learn, but we have to learn bitsamei. What is that extra word? Rabbeinu Yonah notes that Pirkei Avos, Bitsamei means the attitude. Kabosh and Amar, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, Nefesh, quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, Nefesh Svea Tavus Nofes, a satiated heart hates even Nofes, the honeycomb, something very sweet. The Nefesh Reiva Komar Matok, and a hungry soul, even something bitter, will be sweet. Why? Mishu savei mi divrei Torah ve'ein chefso bahem. If somebody is satiated and is not interested, afila omrim lo kamo margalias batorah tavuso sam nafsho. If somebody is not interested, they can have the most unbelievable sheer, amazing, inspiring thoughts. Not going to do anything. But v'harayev lahem u'misavel l'shaman. But if somebody is hungry and desires to hear, afila omrim lo davar balotam. You hear the most. You can't even say this, the most stale, the most unexciting piece of a thought. Yimtak b'fiyu v'yismach bo, sheyodeyashu emes, acher sharabo amru. Right, once my Rebbe says it, it must be unbelievable, and that's the attitude, v'avishosev etzamei estevrayim, and that's Rabbeinu Gershom right here. That Shaddai kemigdalos, learning Torah is considered like Shaddai. Right? The Medrash also says that just like even more than a calf wants to nurse from the cow wants to give off milk. Right? Also, the mashal of the nursing compared to Torah. Right? We find that elsewhere as well. If you look in Rabbi Yaakov, Emes Liakov, they put out a couple of years ago on Pirkei Avos also. So on that Mishnah, he says, Pirish, Shitzarech Adam, Lehanos be Libra Torah, Bidiyuk, Kemoshenana Adam, Shedavka, Lishano, Lechiko, Machmas Atsame. Imagine somebody's thirsty. Imagine after somebody does exercise and they need a drink and right after they get the drink, it's like refreshing, it's like unbelief, it's nothing like it. So that's how we have to have the attitude for learning. So, right, we wake up in the morning, you learn, and we haven't learned the daf yet. You come to the daf. It's like it's better than the coffee, right? It's better than v'sof sof makar mayim chayim lashivas nafsho v'areyaz who shoseh amayim besipuk v'cheshek gadol. Says just like in Lima Torah. And then Rabbi Yaakov adds, as we know, that v'yesh levar de be'emes shone limin haTorah mishar mitzvus b'frat zeh. And this is an attitude that's different. Right, well, before we shake a lulav, okay, we can be excited about it, but there's no element that's really missing if I don't enjoy it as much as I enjoyed that drink of water after the being very thirsty, after being parched. Right, but when it comes to Torah, he quotes the Egle Tal and the Hakdama and the other sources that we know, part of Talmud Torah, chelik of it, is the idea of getting hana. And that's even, as he notes, the only mitzvah that we ever have in the bracha before we do the mitzvah, a tefillah of Hashem, please make me enjoy this. Please make this delicious. Make this sweet. V'harevna Hashem alokeinu es divrei Torah eschol b'fidu. Right? Shrichid divrei Torah lios arevim lenefesh. Ha'adam u'mesukim lepiv. V'einzu melitza ba'alma omala yaseira. This isn't just an extra thing, says Rabbi Yaakov. Ki me'achar she'tiknu ha'chei k'nes ha'gadol ha'lashen zeh b'matbeya berchaz ha'torah muchrach she'savri she'kein hu ofan ha'limud. That is the actual way that limud has to be, because a lot of times the bracha reflects what the rabbis know about the mitzvah itself, right? He quotes the sugya in Masechta Shabbos, hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah, and one of the rayas the Gemara brings is the fact that we say, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, right? Why do we say lahadlik? Because that's a reflection of hadlaka osa mitzvah. So if we say v'ha'arevna in a bracha, that reflects that the arevus and the sweetness is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. But that all comes from right here, the Rabbeinu Gershom giving us pshat in the drushas chazal on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, ani choma v'sha and that's referring to Talmid Chachamim, who treat learning Torah like a baby nursing and enjoying the milk. That's how we have to have our attitude towards Talmud Torah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, third line. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda Ramakarga Rabbanon. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda also extended. He said that the rabbis have to pay a certain tax, the karga. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Avarta Ada Araisa Va'ad Neviyei Va'ad Ksuvi. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says Rav Nachman to Rav Nachman bar Avchista, there's a pasuk in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim that contradict what you said. Each one of these psukim say that the Rabbanan should be putter from certain taxes. Ad Oraisa Dechsiv, the pasuk says in Zos HaBracha, Av Chovev Amim, Kol Kedoshah V'yadecha, even Chovev Amim, that they are the beloved of nations, Chovev Amim, or Rashi says, this means, actually, well, let's read it in the Gemara, even at times that you show favor to other nations, to enemies of ours, kol kedoshav yihyu biyadecha. Right? All of your holy ones should be in your hands. Rashi adds in one word, l'shomran, to guard them. Meaning, the Talmid Chacham are guarded by God. Where they don't have to pay the taxes that are used for protection of the city. V'heim tu kula raglecha, and that's the end of the pasuk. Tani Rav Yosef, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim, Shemekatesim Raglehem, Meir Leir, Umi Medina Lemedina, Lo Motora. Though tuku, from the word crushed, from working hard, this is referring again to the Talmidei Chachamim that go and hurt themselves and get exhausted from going from city to city, from country to country, Lilmo Torah, Yisa Midabrosecha, Lisa Valite Midibirosav Shelmakom. Right? To go from place to place to have discussions, Lisa Valite Midibirosav Shelakadosh Baruch Hu in the Dibur of Hashem. That is the Pasuk in Chumash. That refers to the fact that the Talmid Chachamim shouldn't have part, right? They're involved in everything they're being involved in. Let's just do the other psukim and then we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch. Ad Neviyeh, where's the pasuk in Navi? The pasuk says in Hosea, Gam ki yisnu bagoyim, ata akabseim. Also, when I am yisnu, we'll have to see what that means, I will gather them, vayachelu ma'at mimasa melech visarim. So what does that teach me? Omar, ula pasuk zeh b'lashon aramis ne'amar. Right, you can also learn this pasuk as a little Aramaic. Even though I think we mentioned recently, right, that only Daniel has a lot of Aramaic in it. But other than that, there are only a couple of words here and there in Tanakh of Aramaic. Yagar sa'adusa is most known. But here, explains Ula, maybe this pasuk also, yisnu could be from the word tanu, the word learning, which is like Aramaic. E tanu kulu atah kapseim. If everybody's learning atah kapseim, I will gather them now, and if everybody's connected and committed to Torah, so then I will do kibbutz galuyos now. V'yima'at mehem, and if it's only some of them, so yachelu, so those few will be freed mimasa melech v'sarim, from the weight, from the burden of the king and the princes, meaning of the taxes. So even the ma'at that's connected to Torah, the Talmid Chachamim, will be freed. So that's a remez in Navi. And Adiksuvim, what about in Ksuvim? Dechsiv, the pasuk says in Ezra, Minda Blova Halach, these types of taxes. Rashi quotes that Dayavesh said this to the Pachas Ever Hanar regarding the Anshe Knesset HaGedola, Lo Shalat Lemir Maleon, don't put it on them. V'yomer of Yehuda, Minda Zu Manas HaMelech, that is one type of tax, the Manas HaMelech, that they take for the entire country, below Zu Kesef Golgulta, that's the head tax, V'holach Zeh Arnona, that's the Arnona, which is some type of mice are given from the grains and from the animals each and every year. Period. So that is, those are the three psukim, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. The Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Yad Ramah and the Rosh in our sugya. So what type of Talmidei Chachamim are we? Why haven't we ever heard of this? The rabbis. Okay, there might be a clergy exemption to certain types of taxes, but regular taxes, everybody has to pay. Right? No matter where you are, no matter what country you live in. Explains the Yad Ramah, because we don't have these types of Rabbanan Bizman Hazeh. The Rabbanan that are being spoken about in the Gemara here about being exempt, those are Rabbanan of Torasa Umnaso. Those are Rabbanan that don't waste a second. We don't have this status. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, right? He was Torasa Umnaso, right? He was in that category. But let's read it first from the Yad Ramah right here. Hani midi b'talmidei chachamim hame ha Mokim b'Torah Tadir, that are involved in Torah, Hamiskayim b'Torah Tadir, Kefi Yecholas Kalechad Ve'echad, Umikayim in Mitzvahs V'Hagisa Bo Yomam V'Layla Kefi Kochan. Every second, where do you know that from? You know that from the line that we just read. The line that says, Talmidei Chachamim Shemekatzim Ragleihem. They crush themselves. Right, meir leir midin indeed elisa v'lita b'divur shamakom k'diyafin enami mikroi aval Talmidei Chachamim she'ein oskim b'Torah Tadir kvi kochan. But Rabbi, Talmidei Chachamim, who aren't every second, And then he adds, "Velo dayan lasok b'malachton k'dei limso parnasasan u'parnasan anshei beisan," and they make a living, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. But again, we don't have that status today of Torasa Umnaso. El Hashem Yigeyim Lahashir Umevatlanes Atorah Kedei Lakavitz Mamon Harbe. Maybe sometimes they go overboard. Hare Ilu Chayavin Bechol Chiyuvei Atzibur V'chein Tamidei Chachamim. And also, let me add, he says, what if you have somebody who learns all day, but he's not Me'ur V'Labrios? Right? He's not someone who is a model of behavior. V'chein tamidei chachamim ha-mezalzalim b'mitzvos v'ein yiras shamayim al p'neichem hare elu k'kalim shebetzibur lo amar akasav ela kol kedoshav biyadecha v'hein hein sh'ein peron esboim b'shvilam yotzu elu shemachalim shem shamayim b'galui v'akayotzu em nemar l'chein b'glalchem tziyom b'sadatech ha-resh, meaning we have to have models of behavior in Torah, in mitzvos, and when people, like the Gemara says in Yuma, Sheheshem Shamayim Misahev Al Yadcha. Right? That is the ultimate goal of any Jew, especially someone who is well-versed in Torah. So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, he quotes this in Yerodea, in Reish Mem Gimel, in the Halachis of Kvod Talmidei Chachamim, says the Shulchan Aruch, Talmidei Chachamim, Ein yotzin ba'atzvam im shara am la'asos bebinyan u'bachafiros ha'ir v'chayotzi b'zeh. A Talmid Chacham doesn't go out to with the rest of the city to dig the ditches and to do other things, physical labor. We'll get to this in the Gemara soon. Shelo yizbazu b'fnei amei ha'aretz. Not that because they should hold themselves so high. What's the language? They shouldn't be disgraced b'fnei amei ha'aretz, meaning the amei ha'aretz need to see the rabbinate in a certain way. And therefore, if they lower themselves, so then they'll be misbaza. As I've quoted before, a rabbi has to take his position seriously, but not to take himself so seriously. I mean, it can't go to the rabbi's head. Oh, I'm above this. No, no, no. Why, the rabbi's not above the labor, the physical labor that everybody else is doing. But he has to realize that his position is meaningful to others. So that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Shelo yizbazu b'fnei amei ha'aretz. Right? And therefore, if it's all in Torah, then he doesn't have to worry about it. Right? That's David HaMelech dancing in front of the Aaron. B'charku mafazbeis. Right? Michal couldn't understand that, but that's what David did. V'kivet shein p'turim afilu acherim b'komane sochrin. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, b'med ramamurim. When do we say this? That's only by certain types of tamidei chachamim. The chula v'chula, let me just find the line. Let me just find the line of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, v'ein chilek. Where it starts. V'davka tamidei chachamim shetarasan umnasam, says the Shulchan Aruch. Only tamidei chachamim who tarasan umnasam, that means every second they learn, they don't waste a minute, and half the mitzvahs derabanan they didn't do. Right? Rav Shimon bar Yochai didn't need shalosh shudas. Tarasan umnasam. Right, so I learned instead of Shalosh Shudas. Rishu Be'echai didn't eat, okay, but everyone else did eat. Avolim ein terasu umnasan chayavin, nothing to talk about. He says, v'umiyo yeshlo ma'at umnis o ma'at maso matum lisparni spoke de chayav u'b'chol shav upani miyasakav chozer al divretor v'lo mitadir nikra to umasu umnaso. Maybe there's a little flexibility. You just make a little living, right? Not exactly, but again, who could say that they're on that level today? Nobody. We can see on that they're on the level of even close to Terasso Umnaso. And then the Rama adds, Vein chilek bein shu tofes yeshiva olo rakshu muchsak tatam chacham bedoro she yodea lisa velitein batara umeibin midaito berov mikomos hatalmud upirushav ubepiske gaonim v'tarasso umnaso kederakshin is bayer. He says we have to be on that level. Therefore, a lot of these halachas do not apply bizman hazeh, right? Everybody, every person in the world, if they live in a certain community, has to take part in the obligations of that community. Dvona v'ha'ara, the Chazon Ish wonders, right? We said here that they don't have to take part in the security. Ain't som kan lanes. What, somebody can just learn and not put a wall around their city? What if, asked the Chazon Ish, you have a whole city of Tamei Chachamim? They don't need any security? They don't need any walls? Of course nobody's going to say that. Of course, ain't sochen al anes. No, this just means that if they're a percentage of the city, so then they have certain exemptions, and the rest of the city has to take part in it. But it doesn't mean that it's totally; they should be totally putter. He says, "Halo gam rabbanan tzrichin linhog minag olam v'lo lismoch al anes v'yafshar de beir to bekula rabbanan kofin zelzel livnos choma avol beir shedarn ba bnei adam v'yesh b'nehen rabbanan matil nesachoma al hamona am upoter nesachamim kibot sheinim ishtablim al asagas amamon bishvil eske batora." But if they make a living, so that's what he's saying, then they would have to be involved. And then he says, "V'yishlayin ar kama chayavin." He says, "How do you, what if you have a whole city of rabbis and three non Torah Sodom Rasan? Those three people have to be pay for everything. He says, that wouldn't be fair. So he goes through different percentages. This is in Baba Basra, Simin Hey. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, we just had the three Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Rav Papa, we could talk about the Chiluk of Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim also, but there's a lot more to say here. We'll see what there's time for later. Rav Papa, Rama, Karya, Chadata, Ayasmi. Rav Papa even made the Yesomim, right, pay for digging out a new well in the city, right? They also need water. So he put it on Yasmi. Amale, Rav Shisha, Rav Idi, Rav Papa, Vidimolo Midville. Well, maybe you're going to try to dig. It's not going to work. And then it'll end up, you took money for nothing from these Yesomim. And then Rashi adds, and they can't be Mochel. They're Ketanim. Lav b'nei Mechila ninu. Amalei says, you're right. Mishkal shakil naminahu. You take it, and we would say, we put it in escrow. Right? You don't use it yet. E midval midval. So if you get the water, fine, then you can cash it. Ilo madrana linilayu. Then you give it back to them. You're right. You just take it on credit. Amar Rav Yehuda. Hakol. This line we had at the end of Bamitzia. Hakol agli gapa. Everyone participates in building the gates of the city to put the doors on. Afilu miyasmi, even from the poor, even from the orphans. Avol rabbanan lo tzrichin et yerusa, but not the rabbanan. As we said, certain types of rabbanan do not need the guarding. The Torah guards them. Hakol lakari pasya, but to dig a well, not just the walls of the city, but to dig well, so that afilu mirabbanan, that's even from the rabbanan, you take from them. Rashi explains that the word pasya is the kli, is the pail that they used in order to get the water from the well, and that's why it's called to digging the pasya, even though the pasya is the kli itself. If you look at the rimigash, we haven't quoted the rimigash yet, we have rimigash on Baba Basra. Rimigash says, he has a different shot of karya pasya. He says it means a marketplace area, right? A place for stores. He says everybody needs that too, right? Everybody needs to be able to buy and sell. He says, Pirish tikun rechova shalir shasham kof in ashvakim umochrit shab kol minei meichal v'afila mei rabbanan nami tzrichin shehebo ir shuk kavua l'kno sham kol tzarchan. Right, even the rabbanan need that too. So tup shatam Rashi and the Rimigash. V'lo amran al delo nafki bachluza, and this only applies if they don't all go out and to participate in the physical labor. They hire people to do the digging. Avol nafki bachluza rabbanan lav b'nei mefik bachluza ninu. But if it's the physical labor, then the rabbi shouldn't go out, again, because the language of the Shulchan Aruch that we saw before, Shalo Yisbaze Befnei Amei Haaretz, because they have to hold their position seriously. Rebbe Pasach Otzaros Mishnei Batzaros. One time Rebbe, it was a famine year, and he opened up the storage houses, and he was giving out for those in need. Amar, and he said, Yikansu Ba'ali Mikra, Ba'ali Mishnah, Bali Gemara, Bali Alacha, Bali Agada. Right, all the learned should come. Right, it was limited resources. So he says these people who don't have any experience in making money or are getting from any other sources, they should come first. But not the Amei Aretz. Obviously, the Ritva says we're not here talking about Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, people's lives in danger. Everybody comes and everybody's equal. This is talking about there's a hierarchy of limited resources, and the question is, who are you going to make it a little easier for and who not? So, says Rebbe, the Ba'alei Mikra Mishnah come first, but the Amei Aretz do not come first. Dachak Rabbi Yochanan ben Amram ben Nichnas. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram in the Gemara, also unusual Tana or Amora. So there was no Moshe, but at least there's an Amram. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram was upset about this arrangement, so he went in pretending. He was in disguise. Nobody knew. The Rebbe didn't know who he was. Amar lo Rebbe partisayin. He says, Rebbe, give me something. Amar lo bini karita. He says, have you learned mikra? Amar lo lav. He says, no, sorry. Shanita mishta. Amar lo lav. No. Imkain. Bamei partisayich. What do you want me to do? Amar le. He says, partisayini kekela vucha oref. So give me like a dog and like a raven. Am I any worse than them? And the psukim in Tanakh say that Hashem feeds them. It's very hard for them to get food. Rashi quotes, right? We say every morning, Lefnei Orev Asher Yigra'u, right? And Orev's parents don't take such good care of them. So at least I'm no worse than a dog, no worse than a raven. So Parnas says, Rebbe gave him Abasar Denafik after he went out. Yosef Rebbe Vekabitztair. Rebbe was very upset. Omar, oily, shenazati piti lama aretz. Oh, did I give it to the wrong source? Maybe I gave my bread to the Amma aretz. Okay, let's just finish the story and then we'll comment. Amar lefanav Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon, his son, tells him, Shebi Yonasan ben Amram Tamitchahu. Maybe it was really your Talmud that was hiding. Shina wrote Salihanas be covet Torah miyamav. He never wants to take covet from his Torah. So, Batkuva Ashkach, they went and they found Amar Rebbe Yikansu Akol. Rebbe realizes that maybe this isn't the best thing to do, and therefore he allows everyone in. Stop there for a moment, a couple of important points. Number one, there's an Ha'ara Nifla here by the Rishash. Right? The Rishash says, so what happened? He asks him, did you learn Mikra? He says, no. Then he kept asking, did you learn Mishnah? Did you learn Gemara? Says the Rishash, it's clear that even in those days, there were those that did not know Tanakh. He said, it's not an excuse. We all have to learn Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. But the fact that after he said there was no Baal Mikra, he wasn't in Baal Mikra, and he said, did you learn Mishnah? Right? Says the Rishash, you see that phenomenon exists. And again, we shouldn't be mevazeh and say that, oh, everybody in their earlier generations knew Mikra cult. Obviously, they knew more. But says the Rishash, Ma'ashma, de'efsher shi'yu bali Mishnah o bali Gemara v'lo bali Mikra, u'delo ka'osat she'shofchin buz al miksas gdole zmanenu b'shasu poskim v'ein lehem yad kol kach b'mikra. He says,
obviously we have to learn it, but we have to realize that knowing part of Torah and not knowing other parts of Torah doesn't mean that I don't know anything. Right? We have a chiyuv. Right? That's what Rashi quotes in Kisisa. Right? The Talmud Chacham is defined as somebody who's a baki b'chavtal in Sifrei Tanakh. Right? That's what Rashi quotes on the pasuk by Luchas Ksiv. And he says Kigam b'Yemeim. He quotes also Bali Halachos, Mash Beshoshon Malachos Psukos, and others warrant. Okay, that's an important ha'ara of the Rishash. Good. Why did Rebbe get such a bad feeling after he gave it? He says, Oili shasati paslam ares. What's the problem? So some connect this. I saw some of the Akrodim connect this to the Al Sheikh Hakadosh. Right. So the Al Sheikh says, on we've quoted this in a parshas here. The Al Sheikh writes on a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel that normally, on a spiritual level, what should happen when a person does a mitzvah, after the mitzvah they should feel like so elated and so inspired. There should be a metaphysical effect of the mitzvah. Shadam osa mitzvah as ma yogeli bo v'yisvach panafsha achrei asoso a mitzvah. And Rachman Allah on the opposite when one does an aveira. When one does an Avera, Chalila, Yismali Acharekin, Atsevi Yischaret, right? It should be terrible. And that's how a tzaddik sometimes knows if what he did was correct or not. So, Rebbe gave Parnasa to Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, like a little bit, Pas Muetes, Ube Emes Hoysazu Mitzvah, Kivish Yish Lafardis Vil Amaretz. Really, it was a mitzvah. It was really a mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah even to give Amaretz. But Rebbe didn't get that feeling. And he didn't get that feeling, so he starts being nervous. He says, maybe I gave to the inappropriate, but why did he get the feeling? Because inherently, because he was giving to a Talmud Chacham, he should have given more. So he didn't really finish what he was supposed to do. But he didn't know that. He just felt that, he thought, maybe I just gave to the wrong person. I shouldn't have given to an Amar Ezer Pichlal. But it all has to do with the feeling that he had afterwards, and that's why he said oily, until it was explained to him, and then he understands why he didn't have that feeling as an answer. Most of the Mefarshim talk about why Dafka a dog, why Dafka an Orev. Again, Rashi says, they quote the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram said, Afilu shalo kara velo shana, mikol makom, im pam achas hechzik lom de Torah. If I supported lom de Torah at one point, I'm like that Orev that brought food to Elio Anavi. He was machzik lom de Torah. And even if I wasn't machzik zabi chachabim, if I wasn't mafriya them, is that good enough? Like the dog, lo yachras kelav l'shono, the dog wasn't mafriya klal Yisrael on the way out. So there are some zechuyos, even if one doesn't actually learn, if they support, if they don't bother, and that's what he means in the deeper sense. Good, so this was Rebbe's Gzeira, not Gzeira, but Takana, who should come, and then he ended up letting everybody in. But the Gemara says on the third white line, Rebbe Letaimei, Ta'ama Rebbe, Ein Peronis Bala Olam El Bishvil Amei Ha'aretz. Right? Rebbe felt that maybe the whole famine itself was because of Amei Ha'aretz. Again, Amei Ha'aretz have a certain definition in the days of the Talmud, right? Unlearned totally. Unlearned totally doesn't mean a Amei Ha'aretz is not a Baal Habayis that we would call Bizman Hazeh. Right, somebody who's Kovei Itim LaTorah. Amma Aretz in the days of those, in those days didn't know anything. And some of them were anti. Kiyahu, like, where do we know this from? Kiyahu deme kalila, deshado atveria, like there was a case where the government forced the Jews to pay for a certain crown for the Roman prince, deshado that they threw on the people atveria, right, in Tveria, usul kabe de Rebbe, v'amrule, they gave to Rebbe, right, that's where the Sanhedrin was, right, it was up north, v'amrule, lisver aban and badon, so they came and said, let the rabbis take part in this tax. He says to them, no. V'yamrule, arokinit, okay. Half of them said, we're leaving. Amal arokos. The Rebbe says, okay, leave. Arku palgeon. So half of them left. Dal yuha palga. What happened? Half of the tax got alleviated. When half the Yamei Haaretz left. Either Pashas, Rashi says it means that they were mochel at half the tax. Right? Others say, Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Mordechai here that, no, they put the other half on the people that were left. Based on a couple of lines from now. But anyway, let's go with Rashi Pshat. That they let half of it go. Asuhanu palka kabed Rebbe. So the other half came in front of Rebbe. Armalei lisver abad abadon. Let the rabbis pay with us. Armalu lo. No, because it's not their fault. Arukinon. So we're going to run away. Aruku, they ran away. Aru, Arkul kulhu, they all ran away. And what was left? Pasha hu koves. There was just one little wanderer that was left in town. Shadyu akoves. So he was the one that was going to have to pay the tax. Arakovis, he ran away. Paka Klila, and they did away with the whole tax. So Rebbe said, you see from there, Oma Rebbe, Reisem, Shei Peronis Bala Olam, Ela Bishvil, Ame Haaretz. So you see in that story, right, once you get rid of the Ame Haaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on the town. Period. Back to the Mishnah. Kama Yeba Ir V'yeka Anshi Ha'ir, V'chulu. Right, the different responsibilities of being in the city, how long do you have to be in the city for in order to then have to pay, to, participate. So the Mishnah said, a year. Mishnah said a year. Says the Gemara Ramini, but we have a Brisa that says even less. Hachaneres, Agamelas, Hoveres, right now, a caravan of camel drivers and of donkeys. Hoveres, Bibakam, Lamakam. Vilana, Bisocha, and they slept over in the city, Vahutche, Imohen. And when they slept over in the city, and the city was an Ir Anidachas, a wayward city that was doing about a Zara, and has to be the people from within the entire city. So these travelers were Hudach with them. So, are they were only Avodah Zara, so what punishment do they get? Are they treated like part of the city or not? So, Hain, Beskila, Umamon, and Palat, no, they're like individuals who are Chayef Skila, and their money, their assets are not burned. V'ibnishtau Sham, Shloshim Yom, Hain Besayef, Umon, and Manavad. But once they're there for 30 days, then they are part of the city, and they get the punishment like Adir Anidachas. So you see, it goes by a month, not by a year. So, Amarava, Lokasha, in the Mishnah is talking about when are you considered a ben masa, right? Which is a more serious than yisuvi, somebody who happens to be yoshev there, right? Like we say, the Shlokhadar says in Olam Haba there is a ben Olam Haba, there's yesh lo chelik Olam Haba, there's a nochel Olam Haba, right? There's all different seats. There are box seats in Olam Haba. There's mezzanine. There's upper deck. Right, we all want to get into Olam Haba, right? Many stories in the Gemara that a person's a Rasha their entire life, and then the last second they do tshuva, and the Basco goes out, Yeshlam Chelo goes, right, Beno. So, does that mean they're going to get the front row of being a Rasha their whole life? Pasha's not. It means they get in. They're going to get into Olam Haba, which is amazing. They're going to have eternity. But there is differences here too, Lahavdil. I mean, here, you have a Ben ear, and you have a Yosheva ear. For Yerdi Dachas, all you need is a Yosheva ear. To be nechlal in the Yerdi Dachas. But to pay for the, all the expenses, then you have to be a ben mas. Kidatani, as we find us, in the Brisa also, regarding Nadarim. Hamudra na me'anshi ha'ir. If somebody is mudra na from the people of the city, kolshin, nishtashab, shneimasar chodesh. Anybody who's been there for a year, asr lanas vimenu. You can't get benefit, pachas vikan. Mutter, but less than that, it's mutter, you're not an ish ha'ir. But mi yoshve ha'ir. But if a person takes a neder not to get benefit from a yoshev ha'ir, so then, kolshin, nishtashab, shloshim yom, asr lanas vimenu, pachas vikan, mutter lanas vimenu. So you see the chilik of yoshev ha'ir and a ben ha'ir. Says the Gemara, lachom, mili, mi bino, yud beis chodesh. You're telling me everything needs a year? Right, that's what we're saying, to be a ben? Lotanya, the Brisa says, Shloshim Yom Latamchui. 30 days you have to be in the city in order to contribute to the Tamchui, to the soup kitchen, to the food they collect for the Yaniyim. Shlosha Chadashim Lakupa, 3 months until you always have to participate in the Kupa of Staka. Shisha Laksus, 6 months before you have to start giving clothing, money towards clothing for Aniyim. Tisha Lakfura, Shnei Masar, Lapasei Ha'ir. So 12 months for the physical parts of the city. So you see, not everything goes by 12 months. You're right. When the Mishnah says 12 months, it's referring to the physical security measures of the city. But there can be other things that will be less. The Ritva quotes that this is Huadin, doesn't mean Dafka, the walls of the city. It means any type of need that is similar to that. Says the Ritva. Pirish lav dafka lo pasei ha'ir, ela hu adin kol tichvasei, kigon misim va'arnonios, ela denokat pasei ha'ir, mishum de'isim v'vasisim. That's the one it says. But it means, really, all of those types of needs that that fall upon and affect every citizen of the city, so that's what happens. Interesting, the Mishnah said, but if you buy a house, right away you're part of it. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, what happens if you don't buy a house, but you're yarshin a house? You own a house. You got it as a gift. So is that the same? Is the point of the Mishnah once you own a house in the city or not? You have to be megala your da'as if you buy a house, so that shows that you're here to stay. Not just if you have a house. That was the 2 days in the Rishonim, the Rama in Choshen Mishpat. In Kuf Samach Gimel, quotes two opinions about this topic. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan, Hakol Lopasi, Yir Vafilu Miyasmi. Everyone has to contribute to the walls of the city, even the Yisomim. Avor Rabbanan Lo, the Rabbanan Lo Suchin and Tirusa. As we said before, the Rabbanan do not require Shmira. Amar Papa, Lashura, Ula Parsho, Ula Tarzina. All of these types of needs. What are these needs? Lashura. All different types of security. Shura is the wall. Parsha are horsemen to walk around go around the city. Right? Tarzin is other types of shomer, a man who has weapons, right? That he sits by the gates. Afilu miyasmi, alver rabbanan lo suichin etirusa. Call the milsa. What's the rule? Call milsa. The islu hana amine. Afilu miyasmi. You still may have to contribute to anything they get benefit from, but if it's security, the rabbanan, certain rabbanan, as we said before, do not. Rabba, Rama, Tzaka, Yasmi, to Bei Bar Marion. Rabba even made the Yisomim of Bei Bar Marion give towards Tzaka. Amalei Abaya, Fatani Rishua by Yehuda, ain't poskin Tzaka Yisomim. Afilu Pinyin Shvuyim. Even for Pinyin Shvuyim, you don't ask for Tzaka. Rambam's Ram. Amalei, Ano La'achshu Vinu Ka'avidna. I took Tzaka because I want to make them more chashuv in the eyes of the world. I'm doing it for their benefit. Right, I'm not doing it as a regular chov, but for their benefit. The Meiri says, here, anything that I'm not going to read the Lashon because we were, but anything that Yisomi will benefit from, that it's not a regular chov. Usually a regular chov is just chov for them, not a schus for them. But here, people are going to view them in a certain way, so therefore that is good for them. Ifra Hormiz, Imi Dishvar Malka, Ifra Hormiz, who is Ifra Hormiz? So, Tosfos here, Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, Dimashmo is Halashon, Chain Me'ez HaMakom. Ifra means favor, like we had at the end of Bava Metzia. Apiryo Namte, Hormiz is the name of Hashem. Somebody who has favor in the eyes of Hashem. That's what Ifra Hormiz is. Rashi in Meseches Nida, on Daf Chav, says, no, Hormiz is the name of a demon. Ifra Hormiz means somebody who finds favor in the demon. Okay, either way. Ifra Hormiz, Imi the Shvarmalka. He was the mother of Shvarmalka. Shadra Arnaka, the Dinri, the commander of Yosef. She sent a bunch of money to Rav Yosef. Amar Levi, the mitzvah rabba. Use this for a big mitzvah. Use this for a big mitzvah. Yosef, Rav Yosef, akama ayinba. My mitzvah rabba. So Rav Yosef was thinking, well, what does it mean by a big mitzvah? Parenthetically, Tosfos discusses, there's a big sugya that we're going to have, as from later on, about accepting tzedaka from non-Jews. Right here was tzedaka from non-Jews. You're allowed to accept tzedaka from non-Jews. Maker didn't know. There's 55 different heterim about, but it's this, but it's that. Right, the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim quote that there are many kulas in this sugya, but fundamentally, there's an issue. So he says, so Tosfos has 2 days here, Shlo Malchus, or it was being given for a holy purpose, like for a shul, and that's like Hekdish, and they could give a karbon, right? Different days. that are described. But that's what Tosa discusses, this sugya of accepting money for tzedakah from non-Jews, which is a big halachic and hashkafic topic. But Rav Yosef has this money, and he says, okay, what am I supposed to do with it? What's a mitzvah rabba? Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, wait, I have a mitzvah rabba. Mitatani Rav Shua Bar Yehuda. Rav Shua Bar Yehuda just made the following statement. Ein poskin tzedakah al aniyim afilu lepinyan shvuyim. You cannot even use it even for pinyan shvuyim. So what do you see from there? Shva mina, pinyan shvuyim, mitzvah rabba. You see from there that Pinyan Shviyim is obviously a mitzvah rabba, obviously a huge mitzvah. If he says you don't even take it even for Pinyan Shviyim, where the Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam in Paraches, Halacha Yud, says Pinyan Shviyim kodim laparnasas Aniyim. That's the highest level, redeeming captives. The Ein Lecha mitzvah rabba kamo Pinyan Shviyim. There's no mitzvah rabba like it. Where does that come from? Our Gemara. Our Gemara, Shashavui harayu b'chlal re'evim v'tzmeim u'b'chlal ha'arumim. He's hungry, he's thirsty, he's naked. V'omeid v'sakadis nefashas. V'amalim eidam v'pidyonu harizah over alos ames es levavcha v'lo sikpo es yadcha v'lo savar adar reyecha v'lo yudanim farach leidecha. And he's b'vata mitzvah saseh. A lot of emphasis and a lot of mitzvahs and averis related to Binyan Shvuyim. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, but it comes from this Gemara. So he says that's what you should use the money for. Amrle Rava L'Rabba Bar Mari Mino Hamilsa Damar Rabban on the Binyan Shvuyim Mitzvah Rabba He. So how do the rabbis know it? So that was the statement, but how did they know it? Amrle Dechsiv, because the pasuk says V'Hayaki Amru Elecha Ananetzei. Yirmiyo talking about the Jews going into Golis. If they say, where are we going to go? V'Amarta Aleim Kamar Hashem La'Asher Lamaves Lamaves. Whoever's supposed to die a natural death, that's what they'll die. V'yashar l'cherev l'cherev, v'yashar l'arav l'arav, v'yashar l'shvi l'shvi. All different types of misa. V'yomer of Yochanan. Kolam u'uchar v'pasik zeh, kashem echaveiro. This is getting worse and worse. What's the last one? Shvi. Captivity. Cherev kashem imaves. Cherev, dying by sword, rachmat al aslan, is more difficult than dying a natural death. Right? You don't really need a pasuk for that, but the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Ibai yisei makra, ibai yisei masvara. Right? The Chassam Sofer here quotes, there's a Tosafot Masechet Shavuos, that even if sometimes there's a svara, the Gemara will quote a pasuk just to emphasize. So, ibai yisei masvara, haika minvel, haika loka minvel. Right? The svara is, if somebody is killed, rachmat al aslan, by a sword, that's more a menuval death. Right, it's more, it's not, clean, we would say. Ibai Yisei Mekra, Yakar Bene Hashem Amav Salach Hazidav. And Yakar, what is Yakar here usually means difficult. That's how we usually translate it. But if you look at the Mefarshim, the Mesudas David, Atehillim, and others, Yakar also can mean Kavod Lashem. Right, it's a Kavod for Hashem. Hamav Salach Hazidav. Meaning it's not as bad as Cheref. Rav Kashemi Cherev, famine is more difficult, is a worse death, so to speak, than sword. Ibayisei Masvara, Ibayisei Makra, Ibayisei Masvara, Haikom Esarva, Alakom Esarva. So starving is one of the most difficult deaths, Rachmat al-Itzlan. Ibayisei Makra, Tovim Hayuchale Cherev, Michalele Rav. Based on the pasuk, and finally Shvi Kashem Mikulam Dekulu Esnube. Right, captivity is the worst. This is where the Rambam gets it from. They're all in it. Right, and that's why Pinyan Shvuyim is a mitzvah gedola ma'ot. Tana Rabbanan Rabosai, now we get into the sugyas of tzedakah, right? Because the Mishnah and the Gemara spoke about how long do you have to live in a city in order to participate in the tzedakah. So now we have some of the major sugyas in Shas relating to tzedakah. Right here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Kupa shal tzedakah nigves b'shnayim u'mischalekas b'shlosha. The kupa shal tzedakah should be collected with two people, never one. Never one. You gotta have at least two, so people aren't choshed that anybody took any money. Umeschalekas b'shlosha. When it's given out, it's with three. We'll see why, because it's like dini mamonis. Nigvas b'shnayim, shedosin shtaros, soros ala tzibur, bachas b'shnayim. You never do any type of position of the tzibur with less than two people. Umeschalekas b'shlosha, kidini mamonis. It's dini mamonis, like we know dini mamonis, b'shlosha. Bet Hashem, we'll get to that in a couple of months. Sanhedrin. Tamchui, nigves b'shlosha, mischalekas b'shlosha. The tamchui, the soup kitchen, the food given to the aniyim every day, nigves b'shlosha is collected with three, umischalekas b'shlosha. Why? Shekvuya v'chaluka shavin. Because you're going to give it out the day that you collect it. So if you collect food, and then you're going to have to search for the third guy, so then the food might go bad, and it might get cold, and it might get, so that's why, start with three, because you're going to need three afterwards too. What's the difference between the tamchui and the tzedakah and the kupa? Tam chui b'chol yom, that's the food. Kupa me erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos, that's once a week. Tam chui la'aniye olam, kupa la'aniye ir. Tam chui is just for anybody who happens to be even passing through. The tzedakah box is for the people of your city. V'rashon b'nei ha'ir la'asas kupa, tam chui v'tam chui kupa. And if the people need of the city, they could switch for within these needs, right? But l'shanos alachol mashi yirtzu, and to switch it for whatever is needed, right? We had this back in Bar Mitzvah twice about kupa shel magvis purim. We have two places. Can you switch? But you can use it to whatever you need. There is a machlokas rishonim here. What does it mean l'chol mashi yirtzu? Like, how much does that mean? Tosfos in l'shanos. Nir l'rabbeinu tam, d'yachol in l'shanoso, af l'dvar rishus. Even outside the world of staka. If they collected it and there's no need, you can use it for a dvar rishus. Right, that was the das of the Bnei Ha'ir. Look at the end of Tosfos. V'chein ha'ir rabbeinu tam noeg, laseis ma'os hakupa l'shomrei ha'ir. You pay the guards of the city. L'fi sha'al das Bnei Ha'ir nos nemosam. That's rabbeinu tam. You can use it for any communal need. If you look at the Rimigash here, he argues. Rimigash says, no way. It was collected for aniyim. You have to use it for aniyim, right? There, anything you want within l'chol mashi yirtzu means anything that the aniyim would want, any type of ani need. But that's it. The stavrolon, the dafka kupa v'tamchli hu mishanin osan lahadadi. Pshut the travayul aniyim ninu. Avol shenosein l'davar she'ino tzarech aniyim lo mibnei she'im gezel aniyim. It means any aniyim. It means clothing, beds, food. Anything that the Ani would need. So Machlokas, Rebbeinu Tam and the Rimigash, the Achronim discuss what the lumdus is behind that Machlokas. Vayter in the Brisa. V'rasham b'nei ha'ir l'hasos ala midos. And any people of the city can make any conditions on midos, meaning measurements of the city, what you're going to use, v'yal ha'sha'arim, and on a maximum price you're going to charge in the city, v'yal scharpalim, on a minimum wage, ula si al kitzasan, right, and to make a knas, make a fine for anyone who doesn't listen to the rules of the city. Fine, that's the Brisa. Now we're going to talk about each part of the Brisa. Amar, Enos and Soros ala tzibra pachas mishnayim. Minon immediately, how do you know the source for that? You need at least two for every position. Amar, Nachman, Amar, Kra. Vehem yichuas hazav. The gomers, you see, by the Mishkan, haim in plural, sroru dolo avdi ha'himune mehemen. But it's clear that only the position you don't fill with less than two, but really one person would be believed. Messiah, the Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Chanina, Maisa Umina, Rabbi Shneachin ala Kupa. What type of Rabbi appointed? Two brothers. Rashi explains it like one person in terms of Ne'amanus. And therefore, that shows that even one person is believed, but it's just not a good idea. Masri Rusa. What does that mean? Why is the collection considered an official position of the tzibur? Tamar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Alafi, Shema Mashkinin Alat Tzaka, Afilu Erev Shabbos. Because, let's say they go Erev Shabbos, they could even function as, they could take a mashko, they could take a collateral security on Erev Shabbos when people still might need the money. Meaning, you see that they can act with power. That's the definition of srara, of a powerful position in the city. And that's why you have to do that with at least two. So Mar says, Aini, would we really do that? Would we really take from somebody on Erev Shabbos? Foksiv, Ufakadati al Kolo Chatzav. I will punish those that oppress. V'yam Rabbi Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Marsa v'shmei derav, v'afilu al Gabay Tzaka. Gabay Tzaka can't force like this. Right? So what is he doing? Lo kasha hada amin hada lo amin. It depends if the guy's a rich guy or not. If the guy could afford it, so then he could take his security. If not. Kihos, just like the Rava Achpe L'Rav Nasan Barami, like Rava forced from Nasan Barami, V'shokom in the Arba Me'ozuzi L'Tzaka, he forced him and took 400 Zuz V'Tzaka. So you see, he forced him by Tzaka. Huge topic on that line. We'll start with that tomorrow with the Tosfos about, do you really force for the mitzvah of Tzaka? Is it a mitzvah Shabbat Eschar B'Tzida? We'll do it with the Gemara, but we'll come back to that line in the Tosfos at the beginning of Shir tomorrow. V'maskilim Yasiru Kizar HaRakia V'Gomer Zedayin Shedon Dinem Islamito. That pasuk, that something that shines, so that's the dayan that judges a case properly. Umatztiki harabim kekochavim la'olam voed elu gabay tztaka. That's referred to the gabay tztaka. It's a job that nobody really wants to do, but if you do it, so then you're referred to in this pasuk. B'masnisa tana, a little bit differently in the brisa. V'maskilam yasir k'zara rakia zed dayin shadon dinem islamito v'gabay tztaka, referred to in the shining part of the pasuk. Umatztiki harabim kekochavim la'olam voed, they'll be like stars, elu malam de tinokos. Those are like the teachers, kagon man, amarav, kagon rashmol, Barshilas, like Rashua Barshilas, the Rav Ashkenchel Rashua Barshilas Avi Koy Beginsa. One time he found out that he was in a garden. He was looking at his vegetables. Arbalei Shavakti Lebnusech. Aren't you supposed to be in teaching? Right? Well, you're with your kids? Arbalei Hatzleser Shanid Lochazilei. I haven't picked up my head in 13 years. I just want to know how my garden's doing. It's been 13 years. Fashadami Da Toyilavayu. And even now, my das is on them. For Rabbanan Mai. So, and what about the Rabbanan? According to this, where are they alluded to in the Pasuk? Amar Avina, Va'o'avav, Kesheish HaShemesh, Bigvu Raso. That's referring to the Rabbanan. The Meiri says, and we'll finish with this, the Meiri says, what do you learn from here? A Rebbe always has to have his students on his mind, even if he's not in the classroom at that moment. That's what we learn. Malame Tinokos, Royal Elefanos, Mikola Sakov, Alasok, Bamobilimudam. Somebody teaches, Malame Tinokos also teaches very young children. Af Bishashu Porish Mehem, Lufiat Sorech Ahechrachi, even if you have to do what you need to do, Royal Olios Libo, Umach Shavaso Aleim. You always have to have the mind. Like Rav Soloveitchik's thought, based on the Gemara, the Tosfos and Brachos, there's acute awareness of Torah and latent awareness of Torah. Torah always has to be in the back of my mind, even if it's not exactly on my mind. That's the shot of Hadron Alach, Rav Soloveitchik explained. I'm going to come back to you. I'm not totally forgetting you. Right? Hadron Alach, I'm just decompartmentalizing it differently in my brain, right? And that's what we learned from this story about the Malami Tinokos, that he always had his Talmidim on his mind, that he hardly left, and even when he left, he always thought about his students. Okay, we'll have to stop by Tana Rabbanan. We'll start, Be'ez Hashem, with the Tosfos about Staka, three different answers in Tosfos, four different answers, and the other we showed him, and we continue as we get into these jam-packed Dafim about Staka and other issues. Okay, we'll stop here.